Cynthia Gabert is the telecommunications industry ombudsman and joins me now. Cynthia Gabert, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally.
What are you hearing from Telstra customers and other individuals and businesses who rely on the network about the situation following not only this original outage yesterday morning, but a subsequent one?
So we received about 30 complaints yesterday and anticipate that we'll have received more overnight, particularly on the back of further outage issues. What we're hearing from consumers is a range of challenges, and I think it really highlights how important reliable mobile service is. So we are hearing from businesses who have lost income, unable to take on jobs, contact people they're meant to be doing work for that day. You know, there's obviously a large amount of media reporting on FPOS not working, and Dr. Webster touched on that as well for Mildura. But equally, we are hearing from consumers who have concerns around whether or not the system actually is going to work for them when they need it most, which really highlights the essentiality of telco.
Have you been getting the information that you've been requesting from both Telstra and government?
We have been getting updates. We're conscious that there is a lot to be managed across the arena, and we are looking forward to hearing the outcome of both Telstra's investigations, but also the work of the 000 custodian and the Australian Communications and Media Authority as they look to see whether there has been regulatory breaches as a result of this significant outage.
The timeline was a significant issue previously with 000 outages. Telstra notified the Office of Communications Minister Annika Wells about the outage about 2.5 hours after the initial problems were detected. Is that fast enough?
Look, we think that there will be lots of learnings through this around making sure that people know what they need to know at the right time. We obviously need to ensure that consumers are also aware of what's going on so they can make choices. You know, we saw examples of people standing on V-Line platforms down here in Melbourne waiting for trains that were never going to turn up. If we, if consumers knew earlier, maybe they wouldn't have left the house in the first place. So there's a lot that once we've been able to look under the hood and work out what's been going on, there'll absolutely be room for improvement, I would suggest, across the range of issues.
Given the scale of this outage and its knock-on consequences, are you surprised that we've had another failure in this way, given that there was supposed to be a crackdown previously that would prevent further 000 outages in particular?
I think that we are dealing with infrastructure, and infrastructure obviously has frailties and limitations, but I'm exceptionally disappointed that we're in this situation again as rapidly as we are. You know, we are talking about essential services and critical and essential infrastructure, and people need to know it's going to work. So I'm looking forward to seeing the outcomes, as I said, of those investigations and working out what are the settings that need to be tightened to ensure people can rely on their telco.
What options do Australian consumers have if they've been affected by these latest outages?
Absolutely, raise your concern with Telstra directly. You know, let them know your frustration, let them know the impact, the inconvenience, or potentially for businesses in particular, the business loss that they've experienced. If that doesn't get them a fair and reasonable outcome, they are able to come to our office and we can give them a hand at getting a fair and reasonable outcome, because this will have a variety of different impacts on consumers, and we need to make sure each consumer gets the right outcome for them.
Should it be easier to access compensation?
Look, I think we will be working from my office will be working with Telstra to make sure that consumers get what they're entitled to. So for those consumers that are entitled to compensation, absolutely be working with Telstra to make sure that that outcome is reached.
Just finally, was it helpful to have the Shadow Minister, Senator Sarah Henderson, making test calls to 000 yesterday?
I think we can all understand the anxiousness that comes when there's an outage, but the 000 system is intended to be used for emergency, and we are very keen that there's no additional pressure put on an already difficult situation by unnecessary calls being made to 000.
Were those calls unnecessary if they were test calls?
Test calls can also trigger things like welfare checks. So there are additional obligations. Obviously, if a test call tries to get through and somebody hangs up before they speak to somebody, that will trigger regulatory obligations for a telco. So we'll work through the process, I think, Sally, and see what we could do to improve the system in the long term.
Cynthia Gabert, thanks for coming on this morning.
Thanks, Sally.